All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Chris K. offers up several middle fingers. I'm not sure who that is pointed towards. Jeremy says, things men are better at than women. Driving, comedy, losing weight, listening. Megan actually wrote, why is there not a middle finger emoji? Chris said there is. Rebecca, Miss Twat-a-Lot, says, I hate all of you. Bob says, another example of not being able to pay attention. You know, I'm going to get a lot of heat on this. You're going to get people who say to me, you know, Eric, I don't like it when you actually take runs at ladies for not listening. And my response to that is, that is not, I'm going to stop doing that. Okay, good, Eric. As soon as you start listening, as soon as you actually start hearing those words, processing them, and committing them to spots in your brain so that you actually remember what I'm saying. If Pooh Bear was here, she would beat my ass. All right, so that concludes today's discussion on the Big Fraud Book Club, which I think we're going to the Big Fraud Book Club. So did you get everything? I'm done reading the stupid book. The ending sucked. We're ready to begin with Book Club. You can join at any time. Just let me know. If you're not on the list or you don't hear your name mentioned, by all means, reach out to me. It might have been a text that I got from somebody. Who was it? Said they wanted to join Book Club. Oh, Adam. Adam James. That would be Adam Balboa. This is who I have so far. Adam James, Mallory, Tophis, Nick and GR, Mike in Massachusetts, Amy, Maureen, Megan, Chris K, Becca. That would be Black Husband Becca. Twat. Stevie, Nick in Houston. All right, so that's 13 of you. I can randomly pick, just by dropping my pen down on the paper, who is going to pick in our first book. It has landed on Maureen. So there you go, Becca Shea. I've just chosen randomly. Maureen is up. So if you wanted to give us your book right now, you no doubt have one top of your mind. What would you like to read, Maureen, for Book Club? Arams asks, are people expecting Zaytunian or Zane to be participating in this club? I would say Eric Zane. Well, that's my true self. Don't forget, Eric Zaytunian is a hello. Oh, it's so nice to meet you. I mean, he's a dick. He is a boring asshole. Man Bun Chris says, now it's time to read about sexy Sheriff Swanson. Maureen, you pick whatever book you want us to read. She says, Jesus, I don't know. Well, now that's not a surprise. I mean, you agree to join Book Club, and for you to not have a book is perfect for what we're talking about here in this highly misogynistic show, but a well-needed misogynistic show. I think it's time that the ladies on this show start to do a little heavy lifting. Okay? I can't do it all. You need to pay attention to what's going on so we can have these normal discussions. And when things like, hey, you're joining book club, it's time to pick your book. You're first.
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know what I'm going to do. It's not like I had a week and a half to figure out what I would pick while I was in book club. I mean, there's almost 15 of us. What are the odds that my name could actually be picked for book club?
So you got to pick.
Well, I actually have written a 5,000-page autobiography we could read.
Maureen's autobiography. Oh, my God. Oh.
I was born in a small town in Michigan. Let's start about when that town was incorporated in 1805.
Chris writes,
speaking of 15 days ago, I went to the store.
Rebecca says, I am going to make you read smutty fan fiction on AO3. I don't know what that is, AO3. Murder lover Linda says, this is great. And also says she's under pressure. Well, you've got a little time. I mean, I think it would be nice if we, when we wrapped up this show today, we were able to announce the book. And, you know, if you're an audience member and you're like, well, I might want to in on that. I might want to be in on book club too, but you're not on my list because whatever, you're shy or stupid or something. You can go ahead and get the damn book too. But it's probably a good idea to let me know because I want to send you the Zoom link so that you can participate in the loom, in the Zoom loom. But if you don't want to be on the Zoom, you don't have to be. You just, you know, you just get the book, you read it, and then you can just enjoy our discussion about it on Patreon. You got to sign up for Patreon, though, to be part of the Big Fraud Book Club, where we will have these discussions about whatever book book club has officially begun. We have drawn Maureen's name, and we will now pick it out. She says, I thought
we had a day to pick.
Yeah, I guess, but wouldn't it be more fun right now if you actually had a book prepared? Man Bun Chris says, I feel you got to be on the Zoom. That's what makes it fun. Well, not everybody's comfortable with that, you know? Especially with some of these younger audience members. I mean, let's face it. The end of the United States is going to be Generation Z. After that, I mean, we're doomed. These are horrible people. They can't do anything. They're afraid. They want to be in their safe space. And they suck at everything. So you can't expect everybody to have the same mindset when it comes to being in front of everybody talking about the fucking book. All right, Maureen, you think about that. And we'll absolutely get after that. Rebecca is talking, I think, about the Make the Call Easy, or at least the business next door. Do you remember what the name of the business next door to that racist church was yesterday? Does anybody know? We talked about it in the Patreon bonus podcast. If you figure that out, let me know. Braids. All right, here we go. This is the story. This is rough.
Well, back here at home, an Indianapolis church is calling for members of the LGBTQ+ community to be put to death or to kill themselves.
Indianapolis faith leaders, they're condemning the message. iTeammates Kyla Russell joins us now with video of that sermon and why the queer community says that it's deeply harmful, Kyla.
Yeah, hey there, Farron. So the sermon was titled Pray the Gay Away and was given from the pulpit inside the Sure Foundation Baptist Church on the northwest side of the city.
There's nothing good to be proud about being a f***. You ought to blow yourself in the head, in the back of the head. You're so disgusting.
That's Stephen Falco. He's inside the Fundamental Baptist Church and is speaking during men's preaching night.
So that's unbelievable.
The event was live streamed on their Facebook.
Got a bunch of f***s that want to come around, walk on our streets, and demand our children, and we should look them in the eye and say, no, you're not going to have our children.
Falco continues to call for the death of the queer community. And following the sermon, I reached out to the church about his words. They told me that Falco is only called.
Watch this. Listen to this double down. I don't think they made it any better when they say, oh yeah, we need some clarification. Let us explain to you what he meant.
Told me that Falco is only calling for the death penalty and suicide for the actual sodomites or homosexuals.
Okay, yeah, that's exactly what he said.
The Bible teaches that those people are worthy of death. They are supposed to be executed by the government. We are not to take the law into our own hands. I also reached.
Why is it such a big deal if a person is reading the Bible and, you know, there's a nice passage about treating people sweet and kind or whatever, and then there's another passage that says something fucked up, why is it not okay in certain circles for a reader to go, well, that's crazy. I'm not doing that. I mean, is it too much to ask that if you read the text, you can look at that and say, well, that's fucked up. I'm not doing that. You know, there are people, these hardliners are like, oh, no, you got to interpret everything as literal. And you got to follow it to the letter of the law. Well, then half of the shit that's in there is criminal. Yeah, I am a be advised, informed reader. You know, I mean, if I read something like that, I'm like, yeah, No, I don't have any plans to go kill people anytime soon. I think that's probably not really on this. I'll stick with love thy fellow man. You know?
Out to members of the LGBTQ plus community to ask how this.
All right, that's pretty much the worst of it. I don't want to get into any more of it. See if I can get a hold of these people now. It says that this church actually isn't even like open until like 11, and they're probably an hour behind us. I'm pretty sure they are in that community. Let's see. Megan, what is it? You said that the phone numbers are on all the doors. What is the phone number of the actual church? There you go. I see it now. 31732. Okay, that's the Braids place. I should probably just go back to this story and look at it myself. I'm probably the least prepared person in the world today. It's almost like Maureen picking a book out.
Falco. He's inside the Fundamental Baptist Church and is speaking during men's preaching night. The event was live streamed on their Facebook.
Got a bunch of f***s that want to come around, walk on our streets, and demand our children, and we should look them in the eye and say, no, you're not going to have our children!
Falco continues to call for the death of the queer community. And following the sermon, I reached out to the church about his words. They told me that Falco is only calling for the death of our homosexuals. We are not out to members. Rhetoric, immunity.
Children don't know hate, abusing them invisibly.
The fuck.
The sermon was titled Pray the Gay Away.
Hold
church.
On,
being a f***, so disgusting.
That's Stephen Falco. He's inside the Fundamental.
All right. I thought I called it yesterday. I'm pretty sure I might have called like the wrong town or something like that. Let's see. It's the 360 number you called? I guess it is, but that says Vancouver, Washington. All right, I'll try it.
Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Ben Glaze. That ain't gonna work. All right, let me check one of these other numbers. By the way, the fact that that guy looks like a pedo. And these other numbers are 317. So that's kind of weird. Lynn's Catering Company next door. 317-295-9537.
The number you have reached.
Fuck. Pregnancy Choices Indy is also in the strip mall. The Braids Place. Yes, black people hair. 1523. This might be a wild goose chase. I think all of these businesses are shit. That number didn't go through either. Man, this is all terrible. I apologize. My bad. It happens. Sorry. Cough drops. Cough drops drive me nuts because then I have to like bite into them. All right. I talked earlier about Berlin Raceway. That's going to be a good time. If you can, join me. I will be there. Just get your tickets and buy them by 11:59. Save yourself some money. Irvine's Auto Repair, 616-532-6600. They're awesome. Thank you to them. They are fixing Madison's car right now expertly. And don't believe what Nick in the arena tells you. He's a dumbass. Nick wants to fix Madison's car with a coffee can and a pipe wrench. If you want it done expertly the first time, 616-532-6600. That's 616-532-6600. Ask about their loaner cars. We cannot forget Adam Kasari, the realtor of choice. If you're looking to sell your home or you want to buy one, have Adam help you at 616-914-4061. That's 616-914-4061. I've got an update for you on the guy who got into the former hockey player who got into the fist fight
in a city where billboards sell.
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. This is the guy who, kicked all sorts of ass. This is the video. I'm going to show you the video from yesterday's show. Former hockey player Nick Tarnaski, all he wants to have happen is the guy and his drunk buddy to get their butts in gear on the golf course. They won't do it. It involves, it starts to get a little bit more heated.
Up there or you're gonna get booted the out of here.
The guy in the dark shirt.
Hurry up. Promise you that.
Him and the guy, the fat ass in the white, are drunk as hell, and they won't get moving. So
around the golf.
This keeps escalating.
You guys need to get off the golf course.
And this guy, he ends up going after this big dude, Nick Tarnaski. He used to be an enforcer for the New York Rangers. And this is how it went for that guy.
Hey, man. Come on, man.
Okay. He winds up in the water.
Hey,
off to a good start, buddy.
Off to a good start, buddy. It's like my favorite.
Man, you want another?
He just came at me.
Alone, man.
I got
it all.
Now, the idiot, he's the one who came at Tarnaski. Now he's going to come after him again. And this guy, when he played, he didn't score goals. He just beat people up.
I got it all.
You'll notice here when he grabs the jersey that as he's punching him, he's saying the word bang.
Bang. Hey.
You want to go, guy!
Leave him alone. Hey, leave him alone, man.
I wouldn't keep...
And then this guy comes back.
Go back, you moron.
Bang! Hey. Bang! Come on, man.
Bang!
Oh, my God. Those are really flush-sounding punches.
You want another?
He just
Scream at me.
Alone, man. I got it all on record.
It's around the golf.
I got it all on record.
Bang! Hey! You go, guy!
Leave him alone! Hey, leave him alone!
That is a strong, powerful human being.
Bang!
Come on, man. Bang! No, trying to get in there. Like,
and then this. Then the idiot gets up again. I like how Tarnaski knocks him out. And he says, enough, you know, stop it. Stop coming at me. This guy comes back again, and now he's just going to ragdoll.
Enough! Get out!
Hey. Look at that power. He throws that fucker like 10 yards. Now that's where it ends. The guy who got beat up, he is sharing the aftermath. This is him right here. Just a tiny little black eye, and that's all, boys. All right, now you got to love that about Canadian guy. He gets his ass handed to him on the golf course. He's embarrassed, but yet he still answers the bell. He's not being a bitch about it. He just said, hey, I just got knocked around. It's a tiny black guy. Well, he got off lucky. He is very, very lucky. But I love the fact that guy who got bam, bam, bammed is now showing, hey, there you go. Chris likes the fact that the guy said, I got it all on record. Becca Shea says, what a bunch of idiots. I disagree. I think this guy is an idiot, but the guy who beat him up is not an idiot. He approached them and said, look, you guys have been standing on the tee box for 20 minutes. You can't even stand up. You're so intoxicated. Let us play through, please. They said, no, fuck you. And here we are. And then you saw this moron go running at Tarnaski. Tyler says he sounds like Bam Bam from the fucking Flintstones. Chris in Buffalo says Canadian conversations are great. Fuck off, eh, bud? Tyler says, I expected more damage if you're throwing out bang with every single strike. Disappointed. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, you don't want anybody getting really hurt. The only thing that this guy had hurt was his pride. So it all worked out. The difference here is this wasn't like one of those brawls where you see people like gather around and start kicking the guy who's getting beaten. And I like that. You got the two dudes are going to spar. And then it's settled. And then the one guy goes home. That's kind of like a couple of rams on the Serengeti or in the mountaintop meeting. They bang heads. And one ram gets the female ram. And then that's the end of it. However, a little bit more about Nick Tarnaski. Or as he when he played Nasty Tarnaski. He is in the Canadian community of, I think it's Red Deer. And he is a 17U hockey coach for like the young people. And he might be in some trouble. I hope not. The youth hockey league / team is investigating after coach Nick Tarnaski goes viral on the golf course. Just this guy's head in his bucket there with his tooth out. That's an intimidating looking fellow. If you're so big that you can't even get a bucket that fits your head, this is a guy you want to avoid. If you're going to be, if you're going to belligerently pick a fight with someone on a golf course, do not do it with a guy like this.
Save big money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kidde products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Meanwhile, a decade and a half removed from his last NHL game, Tarnaski currently works as a 17U coach for Red Deer Minor Hockey in Alberta. The team released a statement acknowledging the video, saying it's conducting an internal investigation into the incident. We are aware of the video circulating on social media involving Coach Tarnaski with Red Deer Minor Hockey. At this time, given that we understand the matter is being reviewed by local police authorities, we are conducting our own internal investigation into the alleged incident. You don't need to. You just need to watch the video. However long the video is, that's all you need to see. While the team said the matter is being reviewed by the cops, the cops said, no, it's not. They received the report, and they said, well, it was essentially a report of a fight and an intoxicated individual. Nobody came forward to us alleging an assault or anything like that, and our investigation was concluded. It's just a couple of dudes who had to settle it, and that's the way it should be. Tarnaski listed as 6'2", 230 pounds when he played. Probably a bit heavier than that, but he still looks in damn near fine fighting shape as he grabbed the jersey and pummeled that guy into next fucking week. Jeremy said, funny enough, EZ actually yelled bang every time he connected a punch during 15-second fight. I think it's pretty safe to say that I don't know how to fight. I wonder if there's still video footage of 15-second fight between Joe and I. All right, this is the slow motion video. We do have a fight. We have slow motion 15-second fight. I don't know if this is the one where I really got pummeled. Notice how I, that was pretty unique, how I just kind of like lunged towards him and tried to push him. And he goes low, no real punches landing there. We're just kind of grappling. That one connected. My head is down. Joe's headgear comes off. Oh, that's fucking great. God, it's got, I think we did two of them. Didn't we do two of them? Eric Zane, producer Joe's 15-second fight videos revisited. This one's the one where Joe broke my ribs and I got a shiner.
So weak.
Come on, let's do it. Come on. All right. What is
Oh, I don't
know. Use headgear, man.
Joe's not dressed yet because there's no motivation for this. It's just fighting because they're mad at Fred.
Yeah.
Maybe if you play a little Fred, Joe will be more incensed. Just a little. Joe, this will help you.
Oh, God.
Oh, that was a good punch right there. Right there. And he starts going down low.
Yeah! Yeah!
What a bit. Megan says, I think all workplaces should incorporate 15-second fights. Nick says, if you ever want lessons easy, I can teach some fight skills. Oh, you know what? You know what you're doing, eh? Badger says, could you take free beer? I don't know that I can take anybody. Donut Dan says, I don't get it. You can fight at a hockey game. Why not golf? It's sports, not an assault. Well, to be sure, the guy went after Tarnaski. So the guy just defended himself. Aram says the first fight, I think, was because of Joe's big bag of hits, the ban. Aha. Yeah, we were looking for a reason to have our first 15-second fight. And there were only two. But I got hurt on that second one. Like, I had a shiner, and my left, my ribs hurt. You saw him go down low and start to chop away. That wasn't comfortable at all. Tyler says, imagine a 15-second fight between free beer and easy. Some hurting bombs would be thrown for sure. All right. Nick says he is a second degree black belt in kickboxing. Oh, man. Those are tough cookies, too. So you can probably, like, get your head, your foot over your head, you know, like a roundhouse kick and shit. It's not easy. Probably in great shape, too. Okay. I got to share with you this. This is a couple of clips from Rick Springfield's appearance on the Today Show. Two things that stand out. And in this order, in the interview, the one guy, Craig Melvin, is that his name? You got Roker, who's becoming fat again. Craig, what's his face? And then the chicks. Craig is going to yawn, and Springfield picks up on it that he yawned. Here you go. Let's get into this clip right here.
You released a greatest hits album, mm-hmm. But of course everybody still talks about Jesse's girl. Jill's been playing it all morning. When you recorded that, any idea that this thing was going to resonate for as long as it has?
No, it's really taken on a life of its own after I recorded it and put it out. I mean, it you can't really plan anything like that, and you can't foresee anything like that. It just happened. Am I boring you?
No.
Oh.
No, actually, you're not at all.
No, dude, it's early. Don't worry about it. I'll yawn, too. I'll probably yawn.
It was a call.
That's enough about Jesse's girl.
Oh, my God, is that Greg. They handled it well, though.
Like that, it just happened. Am I boring you?
No, actually, you're not at all.
No, dude, it's early. Don't worry about it. I'll yawn too. I'll probably yawn.
It was a cough. And then even more insults. They're talking about him when he's not there. And this happened.
That's enough about Jesse's girl.
The real story behind that smash hit, Jesse's girl.
Jesse's 8675309. Is that Rick?
That's the two tones. Very close. They're big fans of Rick.
Damn it, these idiots are singing the wrong goddamn song. If you're Springfield, you're like, fuck me. You know, that dude is, he's like 73 years old. And I think he looks like he's 53. He looks like he's 48, you know? Becca Shea says he is still hot, without a doubt. Like, he's jacked, too. Like, when he's on stage, he'll take off his shirt. And the chicks, I mean, the first 15 rows are all chicks. And the shows sell out all across America. He is a goddamn legend. You know? Chris says Al Roker should always be fat. I agree. I've never liked him skinny. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not sure, but I thought Maureen indicated that she might have her book. Is that right? I have so many varied books, and I just want something everyone will like. Before you give it, and maybe this will affect your decision. Oh, no, she does have it. You don't have to pick, because you wrote, I want something everybody else would like. Do not do that. The best part about book club is that, you know, we might read something that is in your wheelhouse, and then we get to read it, and then we bitch about it if we don't like it. The point of book club is that it's your book, and so that we read a wide variety of books. So if Nick the Electrician, if he knew how to read, he would offer up a book that's something that interests him. The point of this is that for us to read, interact about things that when it's your turn. So I know I have to explain it to you 10 times because you don't listen, but I want you to 100% focus on what interests you, not about what interests us. That is the key of book club. Donut Dan says, green eggs and ham got to stay at our reading level. So that's what I want you to do. So if you want to go ahead and choose again what book you want, because I see you threw out the book, The Heroin Diaries by Nikki Sixx, which I'm sure is an outstanding book to read. But I only want you to pick it if that's the book that you want. Maureen says it's a good book, read it several years ago, and will need a refresh. Okay, I think it should be a book you haven't read before. I don't know if it's something that you want to have. You know what I mean? I mean, are we on the same page that it's perhaps a book that you should not have read before, which you just revealed that you in fact have read this book before? Can we at least all agree that the start of book club has been an absolute failure? Chris says, no way. We can reread books. Come on. Really? We're going to reread books. I don't know, man. I need a vote from people here. I mean, I'm not saying we can't. But I think that in the spirit of book club, shouldn't we all have like equal footing? We're all discovering things at the same rate. Chris says it's not a failure. We're just hammering out the rules. Maureen says, I guarantee you, I don't remember a word of it. I have pre-Alzheimer's, you know. I don't believe that. Murder Lover Linda says it has to be a book no one has read. Well, I don't know about that. I just know it has to be a book. That's what I'm asking. Shouldn't it be a book that you have not read? Donko says, what difference does it make if they read it before or not? Other people in the group might have read any book that you might read. All right, fine. Nikki Sixx. We'll read the goddamn Nikki Sixx book that Maureen's already knows front to back, cover to cover. Man Bun Chris says, why is this so complicated? I don't know, Chris. I don't know. Donut Dan says, no politics. No, that's not it. You're not even in the goddamn club, Dan. Jesus Christ. The book is being the number one judge and leader of book club, Big Fraud Book Club. We are going with Nikki Sixx, The Heroin Diaries. Buy it on Amazon or wherever the hell you get your books. And let's get after it. Let's break the book down into quarters. And read it. And then I will schedule our first, in fact, Big Fraud Book Club show. Badger says book club will flame out in 2 weeks. Maureen says, or go to your local library. I hope mine has it. LOL. Pfft, libraries. Murder Lover Linda says, this book almost makes me want to join book club. All right, so this is a year in the life of a shattered rock star. The shocking, gripping, and at times darkly hilarious best-selling memoir of Nikki Sixx's year-long war with a vicious heroin addiction, featuring exclusive new content. Sounds pretty good. It came out in, I think, 2017. Gripping and at times darkly hilarious best-selling memoir. When Motley Crue was at the height of its fame, there wasn't any drug Nikki Sixx wouldn't do. He spent days, sometimes alone, sometimes with other addicts, friends, and lovers, in a coke and heroin-fueled days. The highs were a hype. And Nikki's journal entries reveal some euphoria and joy, but the lows were lower, often ending with Nikki in his closet, surrounded by drug paraphernalia and wrapped in paranoid delusions. Here, Nikki shares the diary entries, some poetic, some scatterbrained, some bizarre, of those dark times. Joining him are Tommy Lee, Vince Neil, Mick Mars, / Rick Nielsen, Bob Rock, who the hell's that, and a host of ex-managers, ex-lovers, and more. Brutally honest, utterly riveting, and surprisingly moving, The Heroin Diaries follows Nikki during the year he plunged into rock bottom and his courageous decision to pick himself up and start living again. You can get it on paperback for $16.51. I have not yet looked at a calendar, so I don't know when, but I imagine in the next 7 to 10 days, we will schedule our first Patreon Big Fraud Book Club episode. Nick says, this is outside of my wheelhouse. It'd be an interesting read. It will be interesting to read. That's exactly what I'm talking about. That's what will make book club great. It doesn't have to be anything at all that you are interested in. That is going to be an outstanding book. I've been saying that all along. I never once indicated that it had to be a book that you have never read before. Just so everybody is aware, I indicated that you can choose any book, and I'm sticking by that. Those words that you heard me say not long ago, That is not true. I didn't actually say, you didn't hear it. Nick is here. He is not in book club, but he says, I tried this book, but I nodded out pretty quick. Well, look, Nick, why don't you join book club? I think we need you in book club. Maureen says, I read it 10 years ago. It will all be new to me. All right, I'll take your word for it. Man Bun Chris says, can you link the book in the chat, please? Easy. You know, I'm definitely going to do that. There you go. Book number one in book club, Heroin Diaries by Nikki Sixx. I wonder if they'll have that at my, like Maureen said, my local library. I guess that was a joke that Nick said. It went right over your head, Easy. Nodding out is when a heroin user falls asleep. Oh, okay. You know what? I'm glad I didn't get that joke. You know, I'm not really up on my heroin humor. Megan says, abebooks.com is a good place for used books. Man Bun Chris says, not at the Hudsonville Library. They would burn it, probably. Before I announce the asshole of the day, which if you have nominations, you can add them in the chat. Please do. Thank you to King's Room Barbershop for keeping the hair looking good. King's Room Barbershop online at kingsroom.net. Three locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street, kingsroombarbershop.net. Haircut's going to set you back $21. Head over to there and get one. If you want exact locations, hours of operation, schedules and whatnot, it's all on their website. Please mention me when you go see my pals over at King's Room Barbershop at kingsroom.net. Kuiper Tree Care will take care of your fallen trees or unwanted trees, grind the stumps, clean up the storm damage, trim the trees, or offer tree risk assessment. They're found at kuipertreecare.com, or you can call 616-828-8225. That's 616-828-8225. The team over at My Policy Shop Insurance want you to get into your healthcare policy. If you are in between jobs, perhaps you own your own business, or your boss does not offer insurance, you can get the required insurance to keep things going for you by going to buyinsurancehere.com. That is Frank's landing page. Fill out the info, and it's basically a spot that you can put your info in, and then he will reach out to you. And then he can help you in getting set up with your healthcare policy at healthcare.gov or Obamacare. Frank's services are free. They are awesome. And he can help you from no matter where you are in the U.S. All there at buyinsurancehere.com. Mick makes the crack to Megan. Megan is claiming you need to buy first edition hardcovers, no cheap reprints allowed. She writes JFC. I don't think she is. I don't think she is doing that, Nick. I think you're just a troublemaker is what it is. I know what he's suggesting there. To your asshole of the day today. It has to be what's being described as church douche. There you go. Congratulations, boy. I got to get a new marker. There you go. That is the Eric Zane Show podcast on a Friday edition. I'll do the Patreon a little bit later on. Thank you so much. I'll see some of you over at Berlin Raceway. If not, have a good weekend. Be safe. Talk to you on the Patreon. If you don't check that out, no big deal. I'll be back with you on Monday with another free podcast. Thank you. Have a good one, and bye-bye.